Is it a robot?
Robot or not?
All right, John, the last question that I have for you is very simple. It's something that we've been asked time and time again, and I feel like it needs an answer because, I mean, it's almost like a disclosure that needs to happen. A disclosure, a statement of our bias that we have on this show. Are we robots, you and I, or are we not robots? Just to be clear, I want to be clear. Are we robots?
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm not a robot. Although, it's hard to tell, because if you were a robot programmed to think you were human, you would have no way of knowing. But I'm assuming someone would tell me. Unless we're all robots programmed not to know. It's the sort of unreliable narrator thing where, like, everything's up for grabs if you just assume that you've been programmed to think whatever you currently think. And it's like, well, it's just like living in a hologram thing. We could all be in a hologram.
Right.
But it's kind of pointless to dwell on that, because if that's the case, all bets are off and I could also be a potato. Right. So who's to say I'm a robot or a potato, whatever. Right. So that's not worth dwelling on. So I'm going to declare myself not a robot. Now you, I've met you a lot of times and you look pretty real. And I'm assuming the person I'm talking to now is the same person I met. You could be collaborating with a robot where
it's true.
When the robot tells me what to do, John.
Help.
It's the human, but the one who does all the podcasting, because no human could do this much podcasting. No. The one who does all the podcasting, no. You're asleep somewhere.
He's more podcast than man now.
Right. And you send the robot to just, it can imitate your voice perfectly, a Terminator style. So I'm not going to make a judgment on whoever I'm talking to on the other end of this this line here, but the person I met, Jason Snell, is not a robot, so neither one of us are. Certainly not me, probably not you.
You know, when I was a kid, I did wonder if I was a robot. I did, actually. That was a thing that I thought when I was a kid. Am I a robot? But as the years have gone on and I've aged and had like the other various, like you get sick, you need to have, you know, minor surgery, you have children, things like that. It becomes clear. Yeah. You're just another meatbag, not a robot.
Robots deteriorate too, but
in a very different way.
We're just going by, like, we know what a robot, we had whole shows about what robots are. Right. And so, and we look at ourselves and we say no, because here we are with blood vessels and skin and circulatory system, we're breathing and all that other stuff. And so the only way that we could be robots and not know it ourselves is the whole, like, well, you don't know, you've been programmed. And then it's just like, again, and all bets are off. So right. There's no point in even dwelling on that. So if you're sure you're not a robot,
I mean,
I'm sure I'm not a robot. I think we can both declare ourselves not robots.
Okay. So this is a judgment about robots from people who are not robots. Just for all the robots listening out there, now you know, we're not on your side.
Robot or not.